Relic Radio.
This is Relic Radio Sci-Fi, old-time radio science fiction stories from RelicRadio.com.
Pump your own water and plow and get blisters on your hand.
I don't mind blisters. Jenny, do you think...
Of course.
Sure.
Very sure.
And you can have a human name, not a name with a number. I'm Bob. Bob Thomas.
All right, Bob. What do we do now?
Well, I've got your escape from the city all planned. We go down...
What's that? Who's there?
The Mind Police.
Electronic men. The robot Mind Police. Use the visor signal. Let me see you.
All electronic disruptors here. Open for inspection.
Better open up. All right.
Remove device. Causing difficulty.
Oh, that's just an ornament.
Remove it.
Sure, sure. Take it down, will you, Bob?
How's that?
Satisfactory. You, guards 2 and 3, investigate other apartments. I will stay. This apartment under protection. Other apartments. We go. I will enter.
Start the device again.
Good work,
huh? You know, Bob, it's been giving the electronic man fits. Well, so these are our new friends, right?
Johnny 212, Jane 16, meet Ralph 98.
Hello?
What?
Very much a human being, Johnny. Don't look so surprised. Take off your thin mask and voice box, Ralph. Ralph's one of the best. Our top spy in Mech City.
Bob, we've got to work fast before the electronic men get back. Bob, things look bad. I think Morton's experiments for the master mechanical brain are succeeding.
What? Experiments? For years, Morton's been working to produce electronic men that can make other electronic men.
But why?
Why? Because the master mechanical brain can control electronic men, absolutely. Humans rebel, like you two. If you had children, a little rebel Zed be.
The master mechanical brain had denied marriage permits to everybody, except readjusted humans.
Yeah, who might just as well be machines. No marriages, no human children. Electronic men that can reproduce their kind, and bingo, a complete machine civilization with a master as ruler.
And once the experiments are a definite success, the master will liquidate the humans.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm just... I've read of such things, but centuries ago.
Bob... Let's get them out of here.
Yeah, right. Let's...
Open Mind Police.
The electronic men are back.
Take us now. They'll readjust us.
Oh, well, what do we do?
Help me get the metal head mask on and the voice box, too.
There. There, it's on.
If they find out I'm human, oh. Open door. Electronic man in there.
Why did they come back? Oh, Johnny, I'm frightened.
Bob, you said you had an escape.
I have, but first, Ralph, this is for you.
Bob, you stuck your friend.
It was a trick. We're betrayed.
Open.
Open the door, Johnny. Rush the electronic man. They won't be expecting violence.
All right, let up, Johnny. Let up. They're both out of commission. Jane.
Here.
Are you all right?
Come on. Head for the emergency chute.
Used
since the Atom War. They were used as bomb shelters, lined with lead for protection against neutron penetration. Now, even the master's electronic scanner can't find it. Now, let's get moving.
Yeah.
Watch that rubber. Mm-hmm.
So, Ralph tried to trick us, eh?
I never thought he would do that.
He didn't.
Yeah, but you said...
I shouted he betrayed it. So the electronic men would hear and go on believing he was one of them. Knocked out by those vicious renegades.
That's right. We're Rennies now.
Well, why bother to fool the electronic men? Why didn't Ralph just come with us?
He's needed in next city. Without Ralph, we'd have never known about Morton's experiment for the master mechanical brain.
And you really think if Morton gets electronic men that can produce others, you'll kill off all the humans?
All but the few that Morton will spare for his own aids and desires. It's a logical thing. Master mechanical brain is supremely logical. We'll have subjects at its absolute command. Careful, Mrs.
Oh, yeah.
The electronic men act only on impulses the master sends out. They'll act with machine-like logic. They won't fall in love.
I got it.
Disrupt any of Morton's plans for a perfect machine safe.
Doesn't this tunnel ever end?
Soon.
Ducked. Oh, ouch. You didn't duck in time.
Ducked, all right. I just unducked too quick.
Bob, there's a light ahead.
The end of the tunnel. Hurry.
Yeah. What? Hello, the stars. They're more beautiful than the picture.
You don't see them under Mech City's dome.
What's that funny smell?
We caught an ancient joke, Johnny. That's fresh air.
Huh? Hey, I like it. How do you make it?
Johnny, this is real air, fresh air, as nature made it.
Huh? And this is real grass, not synthetic?
And those noises, like a chorus.
Crickets, frogs, nightbirds.
Whole new world.
Matter of fact, it's a very old one. Here, slip into these tapes.
They're cold.
Yeah, they're lead mesh. Master scanners can't pick them up and trace it. Have a blast ray cut us down.
Oh, Johnny, I'm scared.
You can still turn back. You can say I kidnapped you.
Go back to Mech City? No.
Where's Johnny Garzico?
You sure?
Very sure.
Then follow me. We're only about 10 minutes walk to the caves where I have a jet car we'll take to my farm.
I'm so tired.
Well, in an hour, you'll be asleep in a feather bed. A real feather bed. Something water.
Hey, look, I got my first blister.
This is wonderful. I just can't get over the realness of things. Your wife served me some milk. Real milk this morning. She's a remarkable woman, Bob.
So she tells me.
Taking in strangers, making it this home.
She's a pioneer woman, new century style. Is Jane up yet?
Of course I'm up. I've been helping Martha cook. Just imagine, Johnny, she actually cooks. Biscuits and if those men want to eat what I cook, tell them come and get it. And tell that young man of yours to bring that water in if he's going to wash up for breakfast.
How do you like that? I get my hands dirty pumping water just so I can wash in the water I pump.
We're coming, Martha.
A meal. Martha, you're a wonder.
We raise all our own food. Real food, Johnny, not synthetic.
I raised that bacon from the shoat. The old sow, too.
Bob's a great hand with the animals. He better be, with 6 mouths to feed.
What? 6? Less than 4 kids. 3 boys and a girl. Believe me, 4 growing kids can eat.
Well, where are they? Away.
Martha always sends them away when I go to Mech City. She's got a notion those trips are dangerous.
They are. The Master Mechanical Brain and Morton don't like you snatching their humans. Someday...
Oh, nonsense.
Wait, it isn't nonsense, Bob. You took a big chance for it.
Yes, but why? Why risk all this happiness just for people like us? People you don't even know because he feels you're worth it. I think you are, too. And I'm for Bob and all the people he can help. But I'm still afraid.
So you send the kid to safety and let him go?
And wait for him to come back.
Even though I'm glad you got us out, Bob, you haven't the right to take those chances.
Once the Master Mechanical Brain has absolute control, you don't think we'll be safe, do you? As one great American said centuries ago, this union cannot long endure half slave and half free. And that's still true, even if that slavery is benevolent.
Yes. The Master is generous. It gave us everything. Except happiness.
You really think it will come after you?
As soon as that slimy excuse for a human being, Morton, perfects the electronic men who can produce other men, the Master robots will be after us like a shot. Well, that reminds me, it's about time for Morton's morning televox. We don't get the visual part out here, but we can hear Morton. See if there's any mention of your exit.
And in this brutal fight, a band of renegades snatched two humans. However, the Master Mechanical Brain offers all renegades the opportunity to enjoy the peace and happiness of Mech City. Notice to all renegades, all crimes against Mech City will be forgiven if you surrender now for readjustment.
Readjustment.
If not, the Master Mechanical Brain will be forced to make readjustment at a distance.
Morton never dared to make a threat like that before.
Shut it off. I can't stand that cold, inhuman voice.
No, let's hear what he has to say.
No.
Can he do anything?
Who knows what that man can plan with a Master Mechanical Brain? He's got weapons, if that's what you mean.
Bob, someone's coming.
Trout.
Bob. Bob, get to the cave, quick.
Why are you here?
How'd you get away? Morton suspects. Ordered tests. All electronic men. But that's not the worst, Bob. The Master Mechanical Brain is turning destroyer waves on all the Rennie farms that they locate.
So this is it. Quick, everybody to the bomb cave. Well, you lead the way. I'll save what I can.
Don't take a chance, Bob. We started with nothing and we can start again. But not without you.
Well, can I?
Bob is right. Get to the cave.
No, oh, hurry!
I think Morton's success with the electronic men at the clock, Bob.
He's so sure. I'd help the humans in Mech City.
Ralph, we gotta go there and warn them.
Oh, no, Bob, please.
Here, back behind those bushes. There's a cave in back of us.
In here?
Yeah. This cave is lead lined.
If you go back, Bob, I'm going with you.
What's that? The destroyer away.
Gone.
Like that.
That mechanical devil. I'll take the Master apart two by two, bolt by bolt.
Martha, get on the cave signal system. Alert all the Rennie. Tell the kids I love them. We're going back.
Ralph?
Sure, I'm going.
Danny?
You mean you're going to try to destroy the Master Mechanical Brain?
That's right. The time has come. We can't wait any longer.
But, Bob, even if you succeed, even if you're not killed first, you'll paralyze Mech City. No food, no water, no air. How will they live?
Unless we destroy the Masters, they won't live at all. For the rest, men lived once before without machines. They can do it again.
Well, Johnny, 212.
No number anymore. I'll come.
I'm going too with Johnny.
No, you stay with Martha.
Martha has something to stay for. Children. I've only got you, Johnny.
No, Jane. You stay with...
Take her with you, Johnny. I know what she needs.
We've got to hurry.
Bob, if you don't come back...
I'll come back with a Master Mechanical Brain in broken pieces.
Oh, of course you will. I'll tell the others.
Let's go.
Bob.
Martha, I'll be back.
You must come back. You must. Thank you.
I'll push you.
It's okay. I didn't drop the bomb.
Oh, we just need to catch on. We gotta hurry. Slaughter almost every human being.
Bob, the sewer leads right underneath the building.
You lead the way, Ralph.
They're getting orders from the next room. We've got to stop.
Let's go.
Come on. Don't let them see us. We can't stop that man. Aren't shot if they get the master. We stop them forever. Now they're gone.
Quiet.
That door leads to the master mechanical brain. There's a switch, only we electronic men know. Now.
There's one. Stop. Stop where you are, I'll have you blasted. You.
Weapon. Stop the master from giving that order.
Stay where you are.
People, why?
Because they outlive their usefulness. Just as humans destroy machines that outlive their usefulness.
But they're human beings.
Did you hear that? The master mechanical brain and
machine jealous of humans. Machine with emotion.
Yes, it destroys humans because they are human. For too many centuries, machines have been the servants. Now they will be the master. Machines will be the world. The master will destroy humans, and the machines will be supreme. All except me. Me. Us.
It's all back to me. You heard it? It's all back.
Delicate wires and tools.
Ralph, get there, get there.
Yeah. That finished the master.
The lights. They're dim.
Yeah. All Mech City's power and functions were centered in the master mechanical brain. Everything will stop now.
The electronic men, the killing, and the automatic security.
James, get close. Hold on to my arm.
It's all over.
That depends on how you look at it, Jane. For humans, for people, it's all just starting again.
Mech City destroyed. The whole civilization ruined. Broken.
No, Jane, no. The two things aren't the same. It's true that Mech City is destroyed. But civilization is something more than machines and apparatus. That's something I learned when I joined the Rennies. Civilizations are built on dreams and made secure not by efficiency, but by dedication. Johnny, Jane, you, and all the others who are alive today will soon learn that the pursuit of happiness, the desire to be with those you love, to think and act in freedom as men, that's the true meaning of civilization. That's what makes us human beings in the image of God.
Next week, another exciting drama on 2000 Plus, when the world met. You've heard about the men from Mars. Ever wondered what they'll look like? Ever thought what would happen if the Martians came? Well, listen next week and you'll find out. 2000 Plus is produced by Sherman H. Dyer and Robert Wenholz. In today's story, Ken Williams played Johnny, Charlotte Manson played Jane, Joseph Julian was Bob, Hester Sondergaard was Martin, Arnold Robertson was Morton, and Sanford Dickert was Ralph. The orchestra was conducted by Emerson Buckley, music composed by Elliot Jacoby. Script by Donald Stapleton, sound by Walt Schaefer and Al Aiken. Engineer Bob Albright. This is Bob Emmerich speaking.
That's the show for this week, but don't forget there are thousands more like it at RelicRadio.com. Horror, strange tales, science fiction, crime, all available for free. If you'd like to donate to Relic Radio and help keep it all free, you can do that through the website as well. Visit donate.relicradio.com to find out more and to see the special downloadable sets that are available. My thanks to those who have donated, and thanks for listening today. Talk to you again next week.